This is Dare to be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. We're going to be talking about healing. My special guest today is Mindy Stritch. She's going to be talking about listening to your heart in order to experience healing. Mindy is a certified life coach and healing practitioner with her own practice since 2012, and she's very passionate about building a bridge between conventional and complementary medicine. She is the co-author of two books and a certified teacher of Dr. Lisa Rankin's Six Steps of Healing, based on the New York Times bestseller Mind Over Medicine. Welcome to the show, Mindy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. So happy to be here.
So good to hear. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you're currently doing now.
Oh, it's quite a story, actually. I always say to people that I didn't find healing. Healing found me. From the time I was a little younger than 25, about 24 and a half, I struggled with heart issues. I would get very bad heart palpitations, get very dizzy, and not be able to stand up. Sometimes for weeks at a time, I would be in bed. And I went to every doctor that you could imagine, from cardiologist to neurologist to endocrinologist. And I was diagnosed with a leaky heart valve, but a lot of people have this particular condition called mitral valve prolapse. But for me, I was having symptoms that nobody I ever heard of were having quite like what I was having. So what I realized was that doctors were just putting a diagnosis on something that was not really what my condition was all about. And the worst episode that I had was in 2011 when I wound up in a hospital. And I knew that it was going to be the same thing because I had dealt with this for over 25 years where, you know, doctors would do tests, they would prescribe medications, they would tell me something that they thought it was, but nothing ever hit the mark. So kind of out of desperation, a friend invited me to go to a healing circle, and I never knew what that was, but I was desperate, so I went. And what I learned there was the beginning of what changed my life. I wound up going to school to learn how to heal my heart, and it transformed my life because I learned that there's more to us than meets the eye. There's more that what is happening in our bodies physically when we're sick is more than something that's physical, and it's much deeper than what a doctor can find on an MRI or an X-ray. That our emotions and our thoughts and our beliefs are all part of who we are, and they contribute to our health. And in my case, what I diagnosed, I'm doing air quotes now, I know you can't see that, diagnosed a root cause of my illness was about fear of abandonment, because from the time I was a child, people that I loved left me, and all of this started to manifest when my mother passed away on my 25th birthday, and then again when I wound up in the hospital. That was the beginning of the end of my marriage, and I wound up getting divorced 6 months after that. So wow. It's all connected.
Wow. I'm glad that you're bringing that up because, you know, traditional medicine doesn't really address that. You know, they look for a disease or a condition and then try to prescribe drugs to help you with that. But you look at the body holistically, and that's really the way it needs to be done. Very nice.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about what kind of role authenticity played for you in all of this as you were going through this.
Yeah, well, that's such a buzzword for me. So I mentioned in my last comments that this all manifested when I went into the hospital and 6 months later I wound up getting divorced. Well, the reason I got divorced was because my ex-husband came out of the closet and told me that he was gay. And wow. And what I know now, because of what I learned about energy healing, is that my body knew that there was something terribly wrong with my marriage, but my mind didn't want to hear it. My mind mm-hmm. didn't want to see it. But my body was feeling it, all that stress, that anxiety, that fear, and that was part of what was happening to me. So talk about authenticity, right? My ex-husband, who, just footnote, he and I have a wonderful, amazing relationship now, and I'm so grateful for that. But he was not living an authentic life.
Mm-hmm.
What I learned is that neither was I, that sexuality has nothing to do with coming out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to live authentically. He's so much happier now because
mm-hmm.
he's authentically living who he is, and I learned that from him. But I also
yeah.
learned that I was in the closet spiritually. When I went to healing school, I went solely and intentionally to find out what was going on inside my heart, so to find an answer that doctors couldn't give me. But again, there was something deeper going on. I was meant to be a healer, only I didn't know it because I was living my life inauthentically. I was always drawn to some sort of deeper spiritual work. I've always enjoyed learning about that, but I didn't quite know how to put all the pieces together. And sometimes the pieces come together for us when we fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
And that's what
happens, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we all need to come out of the closet, whether we're in denial and doing it from an unconscious place, or we know about it, but we're afraid, you know, where we know that our marriage isn't working out, but we're afraid of what that means if we were to leave. We know that we're in a job that is draining us of energy, but we're afraid because we have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So all of us have those pieces inside of us. And I'm grateful. I know you grew up in New York too. And I never appreciated growing up in New York as much as I do now, because it helped me learn how to be authentic.
Yeah.
You know, we're the real deal. Like it or not, we're the real deal.
That's right. What you see is what you get.
Right.
You know, I love the piece there where you talk about how your husband, yourself, living this unauthentic life. I had the same experience in my marriage, which also ended. And this idea that you have to keep up appearances, how devastating it can be to make a change, which is devastating and which is traumatic and not easy to do. Yet that unhappiness, it fills us because we're not being who we really were meant to be in this world. You were meant to be a healer. And, you know, wow, what a blessing that is to the world to have someone who can help you heal, right? But that never would have happened without all that other stuff that went before. So I love the way you shared it. And you know, it's very encouraging. So what would you say to a person, like you said before, sometimes we don't know it, but a lot of times we do know it. I knew it. I just didn't know what to do about it. What would you say to a person who is in a position, whether in their marriage or at work or maybe a relationship with a sibling or even a parent, that they know is inauthentic? What would be a good first step for them?
Well, they have to be ready. You know, that's the first thing, because if you know it, you know, somebody who is 100 pounds overweight knows that they are in need of trying to live life a little differently from a health perspective, not from an appearance perspective. We know
right.
it. We know that smoking cigarettes is not good for us. There are some things that we just know. But if you're not ready to make a change, then there's nothing that I can say that's going to make a difference. But if you are ready, if you are ready to make a change. If that, you know, I once heard Oprah Winfrey say that life is always trying to get our attention. At first, it's like a little pebble that just kind of like taps you, you know, on the shoulder. Like you could hardly feel it. Like, you know, there's something that just feels off, right? But you don't pay attention to it.
Yep.
And you just go on with your life. But then the pebble turns into a rock, and then the rock turns into a boulder. And then before you know it, a storm hits and knocks you off. It doesn't happen overnight. You just haven't been paying attention to those signals. So what I would say to those people is, if you were to look inside of yourself, whatever it is inside of you that feels off, is it a pebble or is it a boulder? Because it's only going to get bigger. And so if you want to stop that from rolling down the hill and knocking you out, start to pay attention, not to what your mind is telling you, but what your body is feeling.
That's really good.
Because I thought, like when I was married, if somebody would have asked me if I was happily married, I would have said yes, because I believed I was in my head. I had a great husband. He made a great living. We had a great life. I was living the American dream. But nobody ever asked me, and I never would have known this question until what I learned now, was, well, how do you feel inside of your body? And if I would have checked in with that, I wasn't happy. My body wasn't happy. My body was stressed. My body was filled with fear and anxiety. So I think a lot of us are walking around with those unintended consequences because we're listening to the wrong messenger.
Yeah. Listening to our heads and trying to make things right instead of to our bodies. That's such an important message, Mindy, because it takes time to listen to our bodies. You know, I've always been very in tune with my body since I was young, but that's not true for everyone. And if we pay attention even to how we're holding ourselves, how we're holding our shoulders, you know, that shows our stress, but it takes paying attention. You know, it takes being conscious of it.
And you know, we have these wonderful thoughts that most people don't realize, that the average human being has about 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Most of them are unconscious, like we don't even know that we're thinking, and because we're like totally caught up in those thoughts, and most of them unfortunately are negative. Well, you know, And our thoughts create chemicals in our body the same way food does. So you think about that thought, that worry, that judgment. Think about what you think about and imagine what that's doing to your body if you're thinking about that constantly 24/7. It has as much, if not more, impact than the food that you eat.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, there's this quote that I love by a doctor, Christiane Northrup, and she said, your thoughts and your beliefs are wired into your biology. They become your cells, your tissues, and your organs. There is no supplement, exercise regimen, or diet that can compare to your thoughts and beliefs. That is the very first place you need to look when something goes wrong in your body.
Wow. That's a powerful phrase. Lots to think about. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Mindy a question, you can call in now. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Want more out of life? Frustrated, wondering why you feel empty? Marriage lacking connection? Burned out, struggling with depression, anxiety, alcohol, drugs? I've had high levels of success and paid the price, so you don't have to. Go to www.jonathanmather.com to get my free guide to being your best self in times of uncertainty, or call 323-248-0350 for a free consultation.
Inspiring new author Lisa Borges shares her story in her debut book. Pick up a copy of Life in the Fat Lane and read intimate details of her personal struggles and triumphs. With raw emotion, honesty, and even a little humor, she tells stories of things we all think but nobody wants to talk about. Pick up your copy of Life in the Fat Lane today, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or email storiesbylisab@yahoo.com for more information.
Have we been lied to by the church? This question and more are answered in Scandal in the Shadows, where you will discover something unbelievably incredible has been happening in the Catholic Church, although most of the laity have never even heard about it. As the history of our church comes out, the lies of deception will finally end. Get your copy of Scandal in the Shadows at yourradicaltruth.com. That's yourradicaltruth.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you deserve? Has life handed you lemons? Do you feel sour and stuck? Stop living in the past. In Susan Wheeler's new book, The Lemonade Diet, she will show you how to let things go, embrace the new normal, and create a winning mindset. Go to SusanVWheeler.com or Amazon for your copy today. Learn more about Susan at SusanVWheeler.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest Mindy Stritch, talking about listening to your heart in order to experience healing. So, Mindy, what do you think is the main message that you're bringing to the public today?
Well, we tapped into that a little bit before the commercial, is that we listen to the wrong messenger. We listen to our heads. Not, I say our hearts, but our hearts are, to me, is the portal to our soul. So when I say listen to your heart, it means to just become more present to what your body is saying. Albert Einstein has this wonderful quote that I absolutely love. He said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind a faithful servant. But we have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift." Mm. We have it backwards.
Yeah.
We have it backwards. We've learned to just listen to our intellectual mind, and we cut ourselves off from the source of where all of our healing begins. And it begins by listening and learning how to communicate with our body's messages.
You know, I know that when I started doing that, it takes time and it takes practice. You know, we have to, first of all, make time to just be still and listen to our bodies. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, everything takes time and takes practice. When we were babies, it took time and practice for us to learn how to walk and to learn how to talk, but we did it until we got good at it. So, you know, it goes to how committed are you to your own health and wellness? You know, is it worth it? If what I'm saying resonates, so I have clients that really, we all want to change part of our lives. Every single one of us, there's some part that we want to change. But the people that are really, really successful are the ones that are willing to make the commitment to change their lives. And yes, it takes time and it takes practice and it takes courage and it takes vulnerability and it takes support and it takes authenticity. It takes all of those things, but it's worth it. And so when it comes to stilling your mind and being quiet, you know, it doesn't take time. We all have to get up in the morning and brush our teeth, and when we're hungry, we eat. It's really a change in perspective. It's not a matter of, oh, it takes time. It's a matter of saying, this is important to me, so I'm going to take 15 minutes a day and train my mind how to be quiet. I'm going to listen to speakers and teachers and mentors who could help me with this. I'm going to do a healing session. I'm going to change. When you change one part of your life, you shift your energy. So you just by doing whatever that one thing is to you, it could make the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
yeah.
I decided to join a book club, and I wound up meeting people that to this day, 10 years later, are my closest friends and how I found out about this healing school that I went to. I made that one decision to change my life, and it opened up all kinds of doors. So the potential is out there for everybody. The question is, if you keep listening to your mind that tells you why you can't do it, why you shouldn't do it, yes, this is hard, then you're going to convince yourself not to do it.
Yeah. And it's easy to do that. It's easy to convince yourself not to do something. You know, you were talking about what it takes, that you have to be willing to do something different. I tell my clients, if you want to change your life, you have to be willing to do something maybe you've never done before. And that can be scary, but at the same time, it can be exciting. And if it changes your life, it's worth it.
Well, the challenge people have with that is because it's uncomfortable. We get so conditioned to doing things a certain way that our bodies get used to it. And
right.
That becomes the norm, even if it's dysfunctional and even if it's unhealthy. And the irony of it is that the things that are going to make all that go away means that you have to let go of what's comfortable and familiar and do something uncomfortable. But
right.
once you take that step, then you start retraining yourself, and that becomes your new comfort level and your new normal. But you have to be willing to know, you know, anything in our lives, if you think of anything that you've done where you have felt that you've reached a point of success or achievement or satisfaction, there was a point of discomfort in that. Nothing comes easy.
Mm-hmm.
Life could be painful, but painful doesn't mean that we should avoid it. You know, pain, we all want to avoid the pain, but pain, I love this acronym for pain, pay attention inward now.
I like that.
It's not about avoiding the pain. It's about acknowledging the pain. You know, for every woman out there who has had a child, I don't know one woman who has ever said to me, "Oh my God, that was the most painful thing that I've ever experienced. I'm never going to do that again." Childbirth is not comfortable, and neither is growth.
Right.
So that's what this is all about. It's learning how to just move through that discomfort, because you know, we all have heard the saying, there's nothing really comforting about the comfort zone, yet we all still want to stay there. And that's not a... it's not a happy place to be.
No, not if you're trying to make changes and know that there's changes. And like you said, we all have some area of our life where we want or need change. So that's wonderful. So let's talk about for a minute about how to get a hold of you, how the listener can get a hold of you.
Oh, sure. Well, I have a website. So my website is www.mindystritch.com. And that's MindyStritch. And I offer a free 30-minute healing consultation for anybody that has more questions about this. I'm happy to talk to you. And you can also call. My number is 678-642-7771.
Fantastic. And you can also find Mindy on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Go to the radio show page, and she's there with her picture, a link to her website she just mentioned, and also a link to this interview, which, speaking of which, I hope that you will pass on. A replay of it will be available right after we're done, and I'm sure you know people who would really enjoy this and learn much from it. So, Mindy, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener as we go to the close of the show, something that's really on your heart today?
Yeah, I think there is. Thank you, Mary. You know, I thought about this, and since the show is on healing today, for anybody that's listening that may be struggling or have a loved one that's struggling with any kind of illness, there is a difference between healing and curing. So curing is the absence of disease. Curing is the absence of disease. Healing, however, is being whole. And you can be whole even if you are ill. Because let's be honest, this is a show about authenticity, right? So newsflash, one day we're all going to die. And the question is, how do you want to live? I have clients who've been cured of their disease, but in my opinion, they still have a lot of healing to do. And I believe that something else might show up in their bodies if they don't continue to do that healing. And I also have clients that have passed away. So I guess you could say in that case that they weren't cured, but in my opinion, a lot of them have died healed because they died with acceptance and they surrendered. Yes, there was sadness, of course, but they died with peace and they died whole. So healing is a lifelong journey that takes courage and commitment and vulnerability. But it just might change your life. And if you want to be healthy, then you need to be whole. We need to go beyond thinking of our health from the physical perspective of our body. We need to understand how to take care of our energy, because it's in our energy field that everything begins.
Really nice. I love that. Wow. That stuff I've never heard before, and I just love the way you explain it because it makes so much sense that way. Being whole, even if you do have an illness or a condition, right? It's still there, but you can still be whole. That's really good. That's very encouraging. Very nice. Is there anything else
Thank
you'd
you.
Like to say specifically to these pandemic times?
I mean, everything that I shared today, you could put that into the pandemic. I mean, listen, we can get caught up, and I'm human, I do too, in the uncertainty and the anxiety and all of those things. But there's something much, much deeper. We could all do such incredible healing in our own personal lives because of what's happening in the world right now. And when we heal ourselves, we heal each other. And we have got to do that as a world. We've got to find our hearts, and we've got to find our center, and we've got to come together, not fall apart.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Beautiful, Mindy. I totally agree. And if we come together as we heal ourselves and we help each other heal, we heal the world. It just becomes a huge ball of healing. That's how I see it. Lovely.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, thanks so much for being on the show today. It was such a pleasure having you. And thanks for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember, a replay of this will be available. Please spread it to anybody that you know. And you can find Mindy at Mindy Strich, MindyStrich.com. Talk to you next time, and make sure to keep listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
Thanks so much.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.